Hello, all BGZ listeners. My name is Jake Gross, and I am now going to do a podcast on Witty. Witty is a MP3 to MIDI converter software, and you can convert all sorts of formats with this software. MP3, WMA, AIF, WAV, AIFC, AIFF, and there are about 10 of these formats. There are like several formats you can convert from into MIDI. So it's pretty useful. It costs $100, and the demo version only lets you save 10 seconds of your MIDI data. And without further ado, let's get started with the podcast. I'm going to press the start Windows key.
Menu, search box, edit, type text, mic, enter, jaws, Witty 4.1.
I'm going to hit my enter key.
5 of 24, W.
I'm going to hit my enter key.
Enter, leaving menus, Witty.
I'm going to press escape a couple times.
Escape, Alt F, file, open, ..
I pressed Alt F.
Enter, Shift Tab, name, Shift Tab, folder, view, list, view, check, select.
Now I'm in my thumb drive. I chose bg.wav. I think
Shift tab,
I'm going
tab,
to check.
Folder view, list view, graphic 793, graphic 162, bg.wav.
I'm going to press enter.
Enter, Witty, wave window, \back.
Now I'm going to hit Alt T to transcribe.
Alt T, transcribe audio into MIDI, control plus N, enter, 11%.
I pressed enter.
Dot.
Now it's converting.
100%. App, tonality accept.
I'm now going to hit space.
Space, Witty, unsaved, quote, bg.mid, quote, number one. Left.
Now, if you want to hear your MIDI, or wave file, you can just press space at any time. So the MIDI, I'm going to press space to hear this MIDI.
Space.
I'm going to hit Control S to save.
Control S, save MIDI, Shift Tab, Name, Shift Tab, Fold, Shift Tab, Tool, Shift Tab, Tool, Shift Tab, save and colon combo box, Jake.app, file name colon and app, save as type colon combo box, MIDI files left app, save.
And the file name just gives you the name of the WAV file, except, and then you can save it, and it will be the name of the WAV file, but except it will be in MIDI. I'm going to press space to save.
Space, Witty.
And I'm going to go into Windows Media Player and show you these two files. And we could do a and I'm going to show you the comparison of what differences of the WAV file and the MIDI file are. And you can even change the pitch and the instrument with the software of your MIDI file. I'm going to hit Alt F4 to close it.
Alt F4, desktop.
I'm going to press Windows key.
Menu, dot picture, okay, click, recompute, enter, leave it, Jake Drive.
Jake Drive is my thumb drive.
Enter, bg.wav.
And now I'm on bg.wav. I'm going to press enter.
Enter.
Now that WAV file was 8,000 hertz, and it sounded pretty good. I mean, it sounded very realistic, and I'm going to press Alt F4.
BG.mid.
I'm going to press enter on BG.mid.
Enter.
Now you can kind of hear that the MIDI file is not perfect, so Witty does not do 100% perfection on your transcriptions. So don't expect everything to be all perfect. But Witty does its best, and I'm going to press Alt F4.
Alt F4, Jake Drive Left.
And I'm going to press Alt F4 once again to exit my thumb drive. Oh, and what one other thing to note, that the invoke note editor, it only works in Witty Professional, because when I pressed enter on it once, it just said Witty Professional only. And that concludes my Witty podcast. If you want to contact me, just send an email to Jake, J-A-K-E, at grossgang.com. And by the way, on grossgang.com, there's a file called MIDI transcriptions.zip in the MIDI files section, which contains all the MIDI files I've transcribed with Witty, and will soon contain this one that I just converted. I'll see you in the next podcast.